The machines are learning from us, but that isn't necessarily creating the best machines.
Data reflects our history, and our history has been very biased to date.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Artificial intelligence is supposed to make the most educated guesses, working with all the possible data in the entire world to identify patterns and people and things. But humans introduce their own patterns and exclusions. Joy Boulamwini researches bias in algorithms at the MIT Media Lab. She released research last week that studied AI programs from three major companies. She found that all of them make mistakes in facial recognition much more often when the person in the photo is a woman or has dark skin, and they make the most mistakes when the person is a woman who also has dark skin. I asked her how this happens.
If you look at existing benchmarks, you'll notice that even these benchmarks have major skews. Why this matters is when breakthroughs were being recorded for facial recognition in 2014, the way they were able to say they'd made progress was by saying they achieved 97.35% accuracy on this data set. That data set is 77% male and 83% white. Yes, there's the bias that can be in the training data, but there's also bias that can be in the benchmark data sets, which are used to validate whether or not something is ready.
Does it cast doubt on AI overall? You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of this that's being touted as sort of the next holy grail. Do you think that the results of your study say, hey, we need to take a second look at almost all of this technology that's being kind of peddled as our saving grace?
Absolutely, because what we have right now is a blind faith in AI that doesn't acknowledge how easy it is for bias to creep into these systems. And at the end of the day, data reflects our history, and our history has been very biased to date. So we have to be checking. And this is especially important because now we're using artificial intelligence in high stakes decision making, deciding if somebody's hired, if somebody's granted a loan or not. It's influencing college admissions choices.
So what are you most concerned about?
I'm most concerned about the promise for precision health. Precisely who will precision health care benefit? You're using data. You're using clinical data oftentimes. It wasn't until 1993 that women were even mandated to be part of government-sponsored clinical trials. 1993.
Wow.
Right? Even then, the information wasn't always disaggregated by sex, even though there are biological differences that are really important to make sure we address when we're looking at the efficacy of drugs or various treatments.
Do you envision that there could be some sort of a technical standard, like that says you can't release an AI product until you have met these benchmarks, until you can ensure, you know, in some sort of open source way, this is a pipe dream, I know, but ensure that you've taken into account an intersectionality? I mean, could this become like USB, like a standard?
Yeah, actually, this is not a pipe dream. I am currently leading such a standard with the IEEE. We're increasingly adopting this kind of technology in ways that impact people's lives. And so for it to be adopted, certain standards have to be met. If a police department is going to, let's say, put facial recognition on body cameras, does the community know? Have they had the option to say yes? When should this technology not be used? What are the necessary steps for consent? So I don't think it's a pipe dream, which is why I'm working on putting these standards into place.
Joy Boulamwini founded and leads the Algorithmic Justice League at the MIT Media Lab. She studied programs from Microsoft, IBM, and Face++, owned by China-based Megvii. Microsoft said it's taking steps to improve its AI. IBM is working with her researchers on improvements. Face++ has not responded. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.